Hello, beautiful beings. If you reached my podcast, it wasn't by accident. You were meant to come across me today. Today, I'm going to be talking about healing the inner child. The inner child is the part of you that stems from childhood where things sometimes bother us that we don't realize, and we sometimes act like, you know, there's no problem. If you have a problem with any of these things, it's probably due to your inner child needing to be healed. And those things are, you have difficulties expressing vulnerability. So that means that you really don't like letting your guard down with people. You are really stressed. And you have a lot of anxiety all the time. If you have any type of addiction or, you know, some kind of self-destructive behavior that, you know, you self-sabotage yourself all the time. If you have difficulty setting boundaries, like you want to tell people no, but you have a problem doing that, which also goes into you being a people pleaser. You try to make everybody happy at all times, even if you don't want to do it or if it makes you feel bad. Or you try to be perfect all the time. If you make a mistake or you get something wrong, it just drives you insane. Or your emotions are deregulated, like you have these mood swings or angry outbursts, you know, things like that. You have difficulty with trusting people, like you feel like everybody's gonna let you down or everybody's gonna use you. It's just things like that that come from childhood. And the things that could have happened in your childhood that, you know, could have caused these things are abuse, neglect. Your parents were always in conflict, or they got a divorce at a really young age for you. You had a loved one or a parent that you're really close to that passed while you were young, and you never really grieved over them. You had parents that were inconsistent. One minute you're on punishment, the next minute they didn't punish you for the same thing. You had an overprotective or a very over-controlling parent. They didn't want to let you out the house. They wanted to micromanage everything you did. They didn't give you freedom to be yourself, things like that. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be things with your parents. It could have been things with your peers. You could have been bullied. Or maybe you were just an outcast, or, you know, people didn't really deal with you. You kind of found yourself alone all the time in your own company because, you know, the other kids didn't really click with you. They didn't get you. Or, you know, maybe you were very poor when you were young, or, you know, you went through a big traumatic experience when you were young, like a fire and losing everything. Or you had people in your life when you were younger that placed high expectations on you, that you had to make the best grades, you had to do this, you had to do that. Like, they put all this pressure on you when you were young. Or, you know, your emotions were never validated when you were younger. You were always told, stop being silly, or that's not important, or, you know, we don't do that here, you shouldn't feel that way, things like that. If any of this applies to you, you've been through it, you feel this way, then stick around. This show is definitely for you. Elevation, for you new people that are just finding me, it's for us to talk about things that foster healing. so that we can be our best selves in our everyday lives. So sit back, and I hope this show helps someone, and pass it on to someone else you think it could help after you listen to it. One of the things that made me realize that I need to heal my inner child was certain things were always triggering me. And by triggering me, I mean that I recognize that certain phrases, certain situations, they would upset me really badly. And I realized that I kept going in this cycle, and I wanted to stop going in this cycle. So what I had to do was identify my triggers. And one of the ways that I identify my triggers was, you know, I took some time with myself. I paid attention to my reactions and identified the patterns that were making me feel really upset. I noticed how my romantic partners all tended to kind of have the same kind of characteristics, and how I had a lot of avoidance tactics that I was using because I had so much pain and hurt that I hadn't dealt with this stuff, and I was really hindering myself, and I didn't want to do that anymore. Also, you know, it can make you have anxiety and other things like that. And you really have to identify your triggers, because people are not going to stop triggering you. So to think that they are, you're living in a dream world. It's not going to happen. You have to take control, and you have to identify these triggers and figure out where they come from. Ways that you can do that is, you know, you have to be self-aware. So you can meditate. You sit with your eyes closed and you do deep breathing, and you just connect with yourself, and you stop thinking about everything, and then things will start coming into your mind. And once these things come, don't fight the feeling. You let them come, and you journal these feelings and all other feelings from that you feel, instead of denying yourself the time to do that, because that's something we tend to do. Like, I can't be sad. I have too much to do. I can't be upset about this. This happened here. Yes, you have to get over it and move past it so you can move on with your life. But it's important to process these things and not just blow over them. You can get a therapist to help you with doing that. And people are always like, oh, well, how do I find a therapist? Well, you know, first of all, you can look for references. You already know you need to heal your inner child, that you have stuff from your past you haven't dealt with. And you don't have to do this by yourself. Get somebody else to help you along your path. I go to therapy, and I'll admit that. And it's one of the best decisions I ever made. Like, unpacking this stuff, so I'm not carrying around and feeling all heavy, was one of the best decisions that I made. And another thing that you have to do when you're trying to heal is you have to set boundaries. Like, you have to tell people what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept, and stand on it. Don't let them make you feel bad for telling them no, or I can't do it right now, because that's your right, and you got to stop feeling bad about that. And you also need to self-reflect. Take time to think back about what, you know, you have accomplished so far in your healing journey. And you need to sit with your inner child. And it sounds silly, but you sit there while you're doing this mindful meditation that I was telling you earlier, and you talk to your inner child. You give yourself the love that you wish that you had gotten. Like, if you're giving yourself the love that you wanted from an existential source, then it becomes harder for people to come into your life and, you know, tell you things that sound good and make you feel safe, and you get dependent on having them around and they validate you, you know, things like that. But if you're giving yourself all this love, then they can't do that to you anymore. They can't use your feelings of maybe you may feel inadequate in certain areas. They can't use that against you because you love yourself so much. You know that you don't need another person to fulfill that. You don't need another person to complete you. Like, another person should be an addition. They should add to whatever you have going on. They shouldn't be filling a void. Don't use people to fill voids. You have to explore these things. It's very important. The last aspect of healing I want to talk about is forgiveness. It may sound easy, but it's not. Sometimes we are tougher on ourselves than we are anybody else. And we have to forgive ourselves for allowing people to treat us certain ways. Because at the end of the day, nobody can do anything to us that we don't allow them to do. And even though it hurts and it feels bad, once we forgive ourselves and we forgive them, you have to forgive them. It's not for them. It's for you, because this person is living their life. They're happy. They're free to do whatever. And they're not even thinking about you, probably. And you're sitting up mad and upset, and you're carrying around all this anger and this frustration, and it's keeping you stagnant, or it's keeping you in this cycle that you know is toxic. You have to let that stuff go. You have to do it for you. You, forgiveness, that is what I'm leaving you guys with. Forgive. Do it for you so you can have the best life that you can have. And don't think about these people that have done things to you, because they don't deserve that energy. You could be putting that energy into something positive and bettering yourself. And that's what we want to do. I hope this helped. I'll be back soon with another one. And I hope that all of you guys will be there so we can continue on our healing journey together.